This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, sincere intention. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to A to Z here on Armbings Radio with me, Sister Zainab. And look, obviously the topic, sincere intention, in this episode refers to a particular intention. I'll explain that to you, and then I'll sort of try to give a few extra comments on it, of course, as usual. So this refers to some things that one of the famous martyrs from the Holy Fence, Ibrahim Hadi, was saying. And obviously it goes to his sincere intention, his mindset and attitude. So he had been in a gathering with some of his friends. Many of these friends were at this particular gathering, would also go on to be martyred, by the way. So Ibrahim Hadi was reciting poems, and in these particular poems and with his own words, he was saying that, "I don't want to die in bed, Imam Zaman. I want to die amidst fire, blood and bullets, far from home." And went on to say, "I want to cleanse the soil of Iran from the enemy. I will die for Islam, freedom and this country." And what better way to die than like, obviously, the way Hussein died. So obviously he was both reciting poems and in that also stating his intention. And we know that with all our martyrs, and this is sort of common knowledge, that the martyrs lived their lives like martyrs. So there's a particular way of living our life if we want to become martyrs. So, and that obviously refers to their beautiful akhlaq, their pure-heartedness, the way they treat everyone around them. So it's quite, in a sense, quite obvious that some people are already living like martyrs, basically. And obviously and then part of it is obviously this beautiful and sincere intention, for example, by people like Ibrahim Hadi. Welcome back to AZT on Armbings Radio with me, Sister Zainab, and talking about the pure intention that, for example, our beloved martyr Ibrahim Hadi from the Holy Defense had with regard to becoming a martyr. So he was obviously very intentional about wanting to become a martyr, becoming a martyr for Imam Zaman, becoming a martyr obviously for Islam, for Allah, for the freedom of his country, and dying a death like Imam Hussein, and also sort of not being found, so in a sense remaining anonymous. And obviously we know that one of the very important things is, so I go back to the actual title of this episode, sincere intentions. Now, sincere intentions don't just relate to, okay, we also want to become martyrs, so we have to set a sincere intention. This refers to everything that we do in our lives. So if we're, even if it's, for example, let's say we're starting a new job, one of the best intentions to set even just for the rest of our life, but also every small chapter in our life. So, for example, this new job that we, in a sense, set the intention that it's all for Allah. So whatever we do in this job, inshallah, many good deeds and just good work and good effort and good striving and, you know, being a good colleague for our fellow colleagues and having good akhlaq, that is all for Allah. Because obviously the way we want to go through life is collecting the good deeds. And if, just the way in the month of Ramadan, you know, even our sleep when we're fasting during the month of Ramadan is counted as worship. if we set a pure intention with every little chapter in our life, or even just for the rest of our life, then everything we do, in a sense, can all of a sudden also become worship. So I think this is something we can easily implement if we remember to all be conscious of setting intentions, even if we just every so often, or maybe even on a daily basis, for those of us who are blessed enough to remember to do this. So that was it for today, and I look forward to welcoming you to another episode of AZ here on I'm Being Radio, and farewell for now. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of A to Z. And for more information, please also visit our website at www.aranradio.ir.